like to share three gifts from the Lord to moms today, but also to all of us who need gifts. And wanted to tell you first a story about a Christian gal named Nancy Ortberg. Her husband is a pastor and he's an author. He's written some books that I think our church has gone over in terms of Sunday school classes and things like this. Well, Nancy Ortberg used to work in the medical profession. There were no children at home. She was busy helping others and in very responsible positions. And she describes being a mother or seeing mothers around her in this way. She said, everywhere I worked in the medical field and everywhere I went, I saw moms and their children. I saw moms pushing strollers. I saw moms playing in the park on jungle gyms with their little ones. I saw moms playing patty cake at McDonald's with their toddlers, seeming to have fun times and serious, intense conversations with them. And I used to watch moms and little ones do that, and I said to myself, boy, I wish I could do that. And the time went on, and children began to be in the home for Nancy and John Ortberg. And she said she traded in her expensive professional clothes and good shoes for sneakers and a sweatsuit. And home she went, and home she was with the little ones. And she said, when I was home with the little ones, all around me I would see women working outside the home. They were going to important lunch meetings, making big decisions, you know, thousands of dollars worth of decisions and such. I would see women going to places of work with their lunch pails, punching a clock, definite time to start work, definite time to end. Leave the work, you're free. And getting a paycheck on a regular basis and having increases in the paycheck. And I would see all that as a mom at home, and I would think, boy, I wish I could do that. And in her heart, things just weren't settled. Serving the Lord with the children, serving the Lord with no children around or outside the home. And the change that began to take place in her heart really was a wake-up call between her and God as to what life was all about. She says that she discovered when she became a mom, there was somebody inside her that began to come forth. And it was a very caring, loving, unselfish person. In fact, she said, I was never so unselfish and so caring as I was as a mom. Almost from the time my children were little, she felt like she would, boy, really do anything to help her children at that point. And she really loved and admired the person she was becoming as a mother. But she also said, as she did that, she was overwhelmed by work in the house. Suddenly, she ran a restaurant 7 days a week. That was open for three meals each day, feeding at least 15 customers who were hungry and not always pleasant when they came to sit down. She ran a full-time laundromat right out of her home. The thing was up and running 5 days a week, and she became doctor in residence, taking care of the five patients who couldn't care for themselves in terms of health. And all those things that happened, she said, besides being a very loving, caring person, she discovered another person inside of her that was a little bit scary to her and really a stranger to her life previously to becoming a mom. She said when the toddlers got too ornery and rowdy, Nancy Ortberg, the committed Christian, became somebody who was frustrated, very tired, very frazzled, and a person who at least once a day would say, I had enough. I'm not sure I want to do this anymore. And she said at least on bi-monthly occasions, she would put the children in their rooms, go to the garage, and just cry for half an hour just because of the responsibility was so heavy upon her. Nancy Ortberg loved being a mom. And Nancy Ortberg was overwhelmed by being a mom. She said she felt like Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde at that point. Good mom, bad mom, all in the same person. And who would deliver her from such a dilemma? One family research expert describes a mother's dilemma often in this way. See if this sounds like your life occasionally. The home is supposed to be a place of love and a haven of good feelings. And often it is. But it comes to a great disappointment to moms when besides being a haven of love and good feelings, it is also a place where the most intense negative feelings are freely shared. And they are confined within the four walls of a house, building up pressure, as it were, in a great pressure cooker. And something has to give. And it's usually a person's heart. So in the life of anybody in a home, moms in particular, there is not only triumph and love and joy, there is also anger and frustration and feeling overwhelmed like you want to give up. And if all those things occasionally describe you as a mom or you as a person with responsibilities in life, you are not alone. Because the Apostle Paul had the same kind of thoughts about following Christ and what he felt like. Listen to his description. He said, "I don't understand what I do. For what I really want to do, I don't do. Instead, I do what I hate. I know nothing good lives in me, for I desire to do the good, but cannot carry it out. Who will rescue me?" That was Paul's prayer. And many a mom and many a person in family life or life itself has prayed that prayer. Who will rescue me? A good, healthy prayer to pray. Paul sounds like Mrs. Ortberg a little bit in terms of having this Jekyll and Hyde in his life and occasionally dealing with the Hyde character. The Lord used his holy word to wake up Paul to who he was. Paul was able to look in God's law, what God said about himself. And Paul said, "Wow, I see what I'm like without God's help. I have limitations. There's nothing good in my sinful nature. I need help to do what I'm called to do in life." Paul came to grips with that by looking at God's law. Mrs. Ortberg came to grips with that by looking at the opportunity of being a mom. She said, "I can't do this. I need help from God." And for you, it might not be being a mom. It might be being a student or going to work at the particular place of work where you work. It might be a family member. For some people, it's church that becomes a great pressure cooker in their life. They come and they say, "Ugh, I feel worse now than when I came." Sometimes that's God's work of allowing us to face ourselves and face in our own soul our need for Christ. So Nancy Ortberg faced it, and Paul faced it, and you and I do that also. And I know when I'm a bad dad in the home, good dad, bad dad, and when I lash out at the children, it's God's faithful way of telling me there is a serious sin inside of me where Christ needs to come and bring change and healing. When the children spill something that they're drinking at supper, and I say, "You should have been careful. Go clean that up. What were you doing, horsing around? If you came to my house and you spilled your iced tea, I wouldn't say to you, 'You should have been more careful. You're horsing around. Go clean it up.'" The things we allow to come out in our homes in the alleged safety of family love is truly a revelation sometimes of what resides inside of us without the help of the Lord coming, giving us a new thought and way to do things. When we feel split inside, God would come. If moms could take a gift from the Lord that Paul took and Mrs. Ortberg took, first gift is to surrender your calling and your life to Christ, like Paul did. He just put up the flag and said, "Who will rescue me?" That was one of the greatest things he ever did as a Christian. And moms, you could do that. I surrender. I need help from Christ to bring change in my life and to be the gracious mom the Lord is creating me to be. He faithfully works. You're a mom because God called you to be a mom. Therefore, your competence comes from Him. He is working through you to love your children and to influence them. And only you could do it the way you do. What a gift and blessing you are to them. The Bible says God who began the good work in you, not only when you were converted, but when you became a member of a family. He'll carry it to completion until Christ comes back. He's very faithful to bring in your life the things you desire. And I think one of the scariest things for mom or for any person is the thought that, hey, I'm stuck and I can't change. I'm stuck with, you know, being the only way I know how to be. Christ comes and says, surrender to Him. He brings about the changes in our lives that we really desire if we turn ourselves over to Him. First gift, surrender to God, moms and each one of us. And we'll be able to have God give us a new heart for the calling He has for each one of us. Second gift we could take, moms and each one of us, get nurture to give nurture. Get some caring in your life so that you can continue to care with the unselfish heart that you have. Wonderful illustration of this in the scripture when Jesus went to the home of Mary and Martha. I don't know if it was Mother's Day. It sounded like a hectic Sunday, perhaps, in the life of Mary and Martha and Jesus. Well, Jesus goes to their home, and Martha's being a great host. She's being the mom of the house, getting things ready, preparing things, working hard. Yeah, women know the routine. And Jesus is talking, doing what men do, hanging out perhaps in the living room. And Mary's with Jesus, listening to what He has to say. And her soul's getting strong. And she's enjoying that time with Christ. And Martha comes in and says, Lord, don't You care that my sister has left all the preparations for me? Tell her to help me. And if Martha was a mom, her prayer to Jesus at that point would be this. Lord, don't You care that my husband has left all the work for me to do and all the preparations? Tell him to help me. And that's a need. Jesus turns to Martha and gives her what she really needs. Beyond Mary's help or beyond someone to do practical things. Speaking to Martha's soul, he says, Martha, Martha, He loves her. So when you're overwhelmed and frazzled, Jesus calls your name twice. Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. True description of family life. And the heart of a mom. Worried and upset about many things. Mary has found a better thing, and this won't be taken away from her. And for moms to get nurture from the Lord, and from perhaps the fellowship of believers, other moms who can feed your soul so that you can continue to show the love and selflessness that you so often do. One Bible teacher said, in the home or as a mom or in any calling, if you don't know what to do next, sit down. Sit down. Sit at the feet of Jesus. Let Him speak to you in your conscience. Open the Scripture. And read and taste and see the Lord is good. When we had children in our home, our quiet, wonderful, half hour to 45 minute devotional time where it was just the Scriptures and freely sharing adult to adult, all of a sudden was not there. Voices and little feet running to and fro. And pretty soon, quiet times with the Lord began to look like getting some headphones or one of those MP3 things and sticking them in your ears, turning on the music and saying, God is ministering to me so that I can show love and kindness to the people in my life. Let the Lord minister to you in a busy family with little ones around. Sometimes it's just putting a praise tape in whatever player you have at home and letting God speak to you through the music so that He might feed your soul to share with others. And take time to be holy. Speak off with the Lord as you intercede for your children. Sometimes bedtime is a great time for you to bring them to the feet of Jesus also. And say, let's pray together. Let me just read one verse with you. And be a Christian mom or dad at that wonderful time. The third gift I'd like the moms to take from the Lord is to know your honor and dignity come from God Himself. All Each one of us have that, being created in God's image. But moms in their calling, that's a calling from God. Your honor and dignity come from Him. Beyond whether you feel in your heart like you're a good mom or a bad mom. God says, I honor you. You're created in my image. And my love is for you. And you are a blessing to your family. I make you to be that way. And to know that Christ tells you in His Word, He will never leave you or forsake you. You always have company to follow through with your calling in life. Be you a mom or somebody who works in a difficult calling in life. God is your strength and in your calling, and your great dignity comes from Him. If you as a mom had the neatness of a Martha Stewart and the compassion of a Mother Teresa, it would not be as good as the honor you have coming from Christ. Christ is your Lord. He leads you. Christ is your Savior. As you trust Him, you can't function well without Him. He helps you in areas you can't help yourself. And moms, the best thing you could do for your children is to say, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart so that I might model Christ's love to my family. They really rely on you in unspoken ways to have that happen. And for moms, there's no greater desire I think that a Christian mom would have than to say this: I want to be at Jesus' feet in eternity. And I want my children, no matter what they accomplish in this life, I want them also to be at Jesus' feet in eternity. And moms, God gave you that calling. It is wonderful. You cannot do it alone. You could do it with Christ's help and hopefully the help of your husband or people in your family and also your church family. So we as parents and people in even in a church family, we train up people in the way they should go so that when time goes on, they do not depart from them. And I invite moms to take those gifts of change and relying on the Lord and allowing Him to be your honor and dignity. Take those gifts for yourself so that you might be effective. Because we all, as a group of Christians, Paul said it well, we really do function like moms, like spiritual moms, when we follow Christ. We nurture people to health. Share not only Christ with your loved ones, share your very life as well. And we thank the Lord for moms who do that. Let's pray together as His people. Father, I thank You that You work through the people in our lives that You surrounded us with from birth. And Lord, our moms were chosen by You, and they blessed us in countless ways. We can never begin to even remember how they blessed us. For some here this morning, Father, they remember their moms for the first year, and mom's not there today, but she's with You in heaven. Might they give thanks to You in memories that are sad this morning. And also, Father, for the moms that continue to serve and honor You by what they do, give them closeness with Yourself. Lord, our whole nation can turn in a godly manner with godly moms, godly women in the home. And we know, Lord, Your call and on the life of men are the same. So grant, Father, from Your care, kindness and love and provision and encouragement to each mom here. And might we be nurturing like Paul in our Christian walk and desire to have people come to know You. Thank You for setting the table for us today, Father, that we might be at Your feet, as it were, during communion time. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.